Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158, CBSSportsRadio.com. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. This is halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. Where the hell you been? I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. This is my people on the East Coast, eastern side of the country. 3 p.m. Pacific. All my folks on the west side of the country. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. Thank you again for listening to the show. Maybe nobody told you thank you today. Maybe you did something for somebody and they snatched it out your hand. Maybe they weren't grateful. Maybe they weren't thankful, but me, I am. Maybe nobody here on CBS Sports Radio told you thank you today, but me, I say thank you. Thank you to the listeners, okay? We got a lot to do in what's been a busy day. John Calipari, he has actually spoken here in Arkansas. We'll hear from John Calipari in a second. Also, we learn that Rashee Rice, wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, he has a warrant out for his arrest following that, accident where he was racing in his Lamborghini against a Corvette. Well, now the cops want to arrest him. Well, there you have it. Also, in a few minutes, because this is Wednesday, this is what I do every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Jackson Holliday has been called up to the big leagues to play for the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, and he's the son of Matt Holliday. And so today, for today's top six list, I'm going to share with you the top six father-son combos that we've seen in sports. Well, I'm going to share that list with you in a second. But Hickey, we heard from Coach Cal. He spoke to the Hog fans.
He is, as we speak, speaking to the fans, calling the Hogs, getting them all fired up. This is actually on a podcast at some point today.
Wow.
You said before he's wearing his, what, is it a gray sweater or a gray jacket?
Gray jacket, pink shirt.
For the podcast, he at least was in an Arkansas red zip-up. So must have did the old switcheroo and changed to, I guess, more formal attire for this big intro. But the podcast, he was at least in Arkansas red.
Well, let's listen to this man on Hogs Plus tell everybody how the hell he became Arkansas's new head coach.
We talked Friday. There was some stuff Saturday and Sunday back and forth. We didn't talk contract more than 15 minutes total, maybe less, 10 minutes. Here's what, okay, that's fine, let's do. But I refused to do anything Sunday or Monday because of the national championship game.
I think that says a lot.
That is those players, those coaches, those schools, they deserved it. And then when it leaked out, but you notice neither one of us said one word.
Yeah, we know you were pushing your dog down the street in the stroller after the national championship. Anyway, what happened between last week and Saturday? Oh, the job opened up and they said, come take it. That's what happened. Oh, yeah, support us at Kentucky. Oh, yeah, the job is open. Yeah, I'll come by. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we'll see what happens with Coach Cal into the future. It's time to talk about a top six list. Hickey, are you excited for Jackson Holliday? We know that he didn't sound excited about the big leagues. He sounded like his birthright.
I mean, I'll say this. I'm more excited than I guess he is, which the bar is super low. So I feel like anyone with a pulse right now is more excited.
Yeah, the cool thing about being a sports fan is if you're around long enough, there comes a point in time where you might witness a father and a son. I mean, right now in the world that we live in, LeBron James is still one of the best players in the NBA. And his son, maybe because his last name is James, his son might be in the NBA later on this year. Now, we've had combinations that have already been successful. And so what I want to do in tonight's top six list, and thank you to the Holiday family for inspiring this, I want to take a look at some of the top six father-son combos in sports. And please believe, they're more than six. So get your calls ready. There's tons of families in many sports. I'm not hitting them all, and I have my reasons, because I need something for you to argue with me about, okay? Take that for note. Let's go ahead and listen to the fancy music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Time for a new top six list. And tonight, we're talking about some of the best father-son combos that we've seen in the world of sports. I'm talking about people competing. I don't give a damn about nobody's coach. I don't care about nobody's son. We're talking about people in battle. And I'm not going to waste any time, because I don't have a lot of time. So I'm going to start off with this number right here.
Number six.
You want to talk about a combo? You want to talk about success? All my folks who like engines, all my folks hitting up the track, they're going to love this. Because if you're going to talk about a father-son combo, a father-son duo, you got to start with the Earnhardts. I'm talking about Dale Sr. I'm talking about Dale Jr. I'm talking about what they were able to do on a racetrack. How about Dale Sr., the only driver in NASCAR history with a win in four different decades? And unfortunately, this man died doing what he loved. He died in 2001 at Daytona. And what did his son do? His son kept on rolling. His son won the Daytona 500 two times. His son, Dale Earnhardt Jr., he's voted multiple times the most popular driver in NASCAR. Now he's doing what we all do, podcasts. And how did son even consider racing like dad? Listen to what Dale Earnhardt Jr. had to say on In Depth with Graham Bessinger.
The only reason I raced was to get closer to my dad. That was the only way I would. Like, nothing I did would register with him, you know? And I wasn't, not that I was doing a lot. I was average, decent. I was like a CD student in school, so I wasn't impressing him that way. I didn't have any real athletic attributes to bring home a trophy for any kind of sports, you know, in school. And finally, when I started racing and I won a couple races, I noticed, like, we would talk about it, you know, and he'd come in the shop and want to know what happened. And so, like, I got more and more into, like, hey, I want to do racing because it gets me closer to dad. And, you know, so it's luckily that happened.
Yeah, it happened. It did. Well, I guess it's a good thing that Dale Earnhardt Jr. wasn't an astronaut, because that'd be something tough to follow. Hey, shout outs to Dale Jr. Somehow, some way, I've spoken to Dale Jr. Quite a few times. He's a nice guy. Hickey, we actually had a conversation about growing out an afro. Dale Earnhardt Jr. says he can grow an afro like me. He said it.
Really?
That's what he said. I said we must be related. He laughed and chuckled.
I don't know if I believe that.
I got video evidence.
No, not that you're lying, that, you know,
he's
that his
lying.
Hair would look like yours.
Well, not like mine, but red. You know, red afro, no. Puffy afro, no.
I don't. You see it? You believe him?
Why would Dale Earnhardt Jr. lie to me?
Have you ever seen him with long hair?
I think it's by choice, right?
No, I agree. I'm just saying, like, I guess I don't know how you know that unless you actually do it.
Next time I see him, I'll ask him again on behalf of you.
People are asking. I'm very curious.
All right. Well, I'll ask about the afro the next time. I need photographic evidence of him as a child. But you want to talk about father-son combos? It's the Earnhardts. I got them at number 6. What's the next number?
Number 5.
We're going from Earnhardts to Longs. Yeah. Yeah, Long. As in Howie Long. As in his son Chris, the other son Kyle. Sucks to be the other son, doesn't it? By the way, we all know about Howie Long. Nowadays, he sits on Fox with Michael Strahan. He hasn't changed in, I don't know, 30 to 40 years. Got those glasses and the crew cut. And he's great on television. Excellent on television. He was a super destroyer on the football field. 8-time Pro Bowler, all pro, won that Super Bowl with the Raiders over the Skins at the time. Howie Long was a bad man all by himself. Hall of Fame. And then you got a son who's also a super destroyer. The 2nd overall pick by the Rams. Ends up winning a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots. And then wins another Super Bowl with the Eagles. And then you got the other son. Not too shabby. He's an offensive lineman. Nobody cares about the lineman. He was a 3-time Pro Bowler. Kyle was. But when Chris won his first Super Bowl with the Patriots, he was able to sit on the stage after the game with his dad on Fox. Imagine winning a Super Bowl and sitting next to your dad and celebrating. Listen to Chris Long. He's making jokes about his dad and the Super Bowls, and this is courtesy of Fox.
Everybody knows Howie Long is your father. Now you've got the same number of Super Bowl rings here.
Yeah, we do. I did it in 9 years. It took him 13. So that's kind of sad.
But, you know, obviously you guys.
Obviously, he has a mustard-colored jacket.
Now you see what my house is like.
Yeah, they crap on Howie Long all day at home. It's like, man, I bust my ass so you could have a living and an opportunity to play football, and you taking a dump on me because you got a Super Bowl faster. Anyway, dad's always getting crapped on. Howie Long, though, he was a dad. He showed love to his son, opposite from what his son did for him. Listen.
This is a guy who I've seen work so hard. He's always done it the right way. He's always been a great teammate, a great brother, a great son, a great father, a great husband. If anyone deserved the opportunity and to win a championship, it's this guy. I love him to death, and I'm so thrilled for him.
That's sweet. Something that his son couldn't do for him. The Long family. Yeah, they're one of the biggest father-son combos that we've seen in sports. And then there's Kyle Long, the offensive lineman, 3-time Pro Bowler. At least he got a podcast with his brother. That's what everybody does, a podcast now, right? I got them at number 5. You want to talk about father-son combos? Oh, let's move away from the grass. What number are we up to?
Number 4.
Let's hit the ice. We got to talk about the Hulls. Yes, you're welcome, Alan. And there's another family I could have used, but I'm going with the Hulls right here. Bobby and Brett, the only father and son group to have more than 600 career goals. The only tandem father and son to have 50 goals each in a season. Bobby got busy notably for the Chicago Blackhawks, 2-time Hart Trophy MVP award winner, went into the Hall of Fame in 1983. God rest his soul, he just passed away last year. Meanwhile, his son Brett, was kicking ass. He went into the Hall of Fame in 2009, won 2 Stanley Cups, Dallas and Detroit, 5th in goals in NHL history. Picked up his own Hart Trophy. When your dad is one of the best, how in the hell do you follow that up? Well, Brett Hull sat down on, guess what? A podcast, the Studio 22 podcast. And Brett said, how did I live up to the last name Hull? I didn't give a damn what anybody thought. Eventually.
Living in Canada and playing hockey as Bobby Hull's son in Canada, yeah. it took me until I was 15, I think, and, you know, trying to like you always hear it, right? Yeah, I thought he'd be better. You know, it's Bobby Hill's son. Yeah, I'm just a little fat little kid anyway, right? I was not the best skater or whatever, but I, from the neck up, I was better than everyone because I got it.
Yeah.
But I was a lazy little fat f***er. So I'm like, and I think that's the basis of my success is because I didn't give a
Oh, that's great motivation. That's a good idea. Here's some JR wisdom. Too many people walk around giving a damn what other people think about them. Too many people waste their time and their energy instead of actually putting in work. They're worried about what other people are going to think about what they're doing. Just think about what you want to do and do it. Everything else is a waste of time and energy. Yeah, don't just listen to me and my wisdom. Look at what happened with Brett Hull. Bobby and Brett Hull. One of the biggest father-son sports combos that we've ever seen. I got them at number 4 on my list. Hey, what's the next number?
Number 3.
You want to talk about father-son combos? This must be genetic. Having world-class aim must be genetic. I don't know. This must be fast twitch. This must be hand-eye coordination. If I got to go with number 3 father-son combos, I'm talking about the Currys. Del Curry. Steph Curry. Seth Curry. Yes, Seth Curry is still in the NBA. And by the way, yeah, he ain't getting all the burn in the world. He played for the Mavs, and now he's on the Hornets. He's in the same city as dad. His dad is the broadcaster now. Seth Curry, for his career, shooting 43% from deep. He's a bad man. He's younger than Steph. He's 33 years old. And do I need to tell you about Steph Curry? Do I need to? Four-time champion, MVP, most threes this, most threes that, shooting from everywhere. I mean, damn it, we would not have, dare I say, a Caitlin Clark if we didn't have a Steph Curry. I said it. He's the best. And, well, Dad, Dell wasn't too shabby either. A 40% three-point shooter for his career. Played for the Charlotte Hornets 10 years, is now a broadcaster, also played up in Toronto. Sixth man of the year in 1994. Dell Curry was a sharp shooter. His son, Steph, took things to another level. He helped change basketball. Listen to Del Curry on ESPN talk about his son Steph as a kid.
When Steph was a child, he was always super passionate. He's always been really self-reliant. If he found a problem, he liked to figure it out on his own. I realized Steph had athletic talent at a very young age. He could always handle the basketball. Steph was always a very generous kid. He was a very unselfish player. Sometimes he'd be a little too unselfish.
Even now, is he too unselfish? Not now, nah. He's just yakking that ball from everywhere. He's like, "Why, hey, Jordan Poole, you're not on the team anymore, but why are you taking that dumbass shot? Give me the ball." Steph Curry is great. I mean, well, Steph is a great shooter. Seth is a great shooter. Dell is a great shooter. And it's actually funny. Seth Curry talked about the day that Dell didn't want to shoot with them anymore.
It's funny. I was telling somebody the other day, I never really got to beat my dad in a one-on-one game, because as soon as Steph beat him, I was a little younger, he stopped playing both of us. So he wasn't taking any more L's, he would only play us in horse. So, I played a lot of shooting games in the backyard, and it's gotten less and less as we've gotten older. But I'm maybe very competitive. I feel like if you miss one shot, say shooting a 5, if you miss one shot, you might as well walk to the next spot because somebody's not going to miss. So really competitive, obviously a big factor in both of us being where we are today. It's funny, I was telling somebody the other day, I never really got to beat my dad.
It's crazy. When you think about world-class shooters, I couldn't imagine being in the backyard. Because when you got nothing between you but air and opportunity, man, you do not miss. They were outside forever in shooting contests. That much I know, and I was not there. You want to talk about father-son combos? Some of the best that we've seen in the world of sports. I got the Currys at number 3, which means this is
number 2.
I think this is tougher. They always tell you one of the most difficult things to do in sports is hitting a baseball. imagine following your dad and being one of the greatest baseball players of all time. How about following your dad, who was an all-star himself multiple times? How about following your dad, who was a World Series champ multiple times? How about your dad having almost a 20-year career? And how about you becoming one of the greatest of all time? I'm talking about the Griffeys. Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr. They connected in 1990 and even went back-to-back one time. But before we hear that, let's take a listen to Ken Griffey talk about playing with his son. This is courtesy of the Major League Baseball Network.
Do you realize how amazing the Griffeys are? A father and son play Major League Baseball together. One is 40 and the other 20. They beat the odds.
It was really a great story on both ends. For Junior to get to the big league so quickly at the age of 19 the previous year in 1989, now in 1990 at the end of that year to play with his father, and for his father to still be productive at the age of 40.
In his 18th major league season, Griffey Sr., a career 296 hitter.
I'm probably the only person or father to hear this from the on-deck circle was, "Come on, Dad."
A base hit, sends it to play. This is history.
The reunion of father and son, the improbability, one of those things is, I would never see that in my lifetime.
The improbability. Well, how about when they went back to back in the same game? Now that makes no sense. You don't have to remember it. Listen here.
Well, he's helping an inch back up there now. Well hit to center field. Devon White going back. Gone! A two-run home run.
And he can still hit anybody's fastball.
An instantaneous 2-0 Seattle lead. And he hits one well to left center field. Dante Bichette.
It's made.
Back-to-back home runs.
What else can these guys do?
Like father, like son. And Griffey Jr., when his bat made contact with the ball, it still has a unique sound unlike anything else I've heard. You want to talk about one of the best father-son combos in the world of sports? Yeah, I got the Griffeys at number two. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. On the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about the number one combo, father-son combo, that we've seen in sports. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, thank you. I respect you for listening. Appreciate you. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday. I'm sharing with you a top six list. Jackson Holliday got called up to the Baltimore Orioles. Jackson Holliday's dad is Matt Holliday. And so for today's top six list, I wanted to share with you some of the biggest father-son combos in sports. I'm about to share with you numero uno in a second. And number six, I gave you the Earnhardts, Dale Sr. and Dale Jr. And number five, I gave you the Longs, Howie Long, his sons Chris and Kyle. And number four, we went to the Hulls, Bobby and Brett. And number three, we talked about the Currys. Del Curry spawning Steph and Seth. Yes, Seth still plays basketball, if you didn't know. And at number two, I told you about the Griffeys. That is amazing. How the hell are you, how is your dad in front of you in the batting lineup? And your dad hits a home run. And then you get up and hit a home run. Like, you can't make this stuff up. I guess hand-eye coordination. Genetics are strong, people. Genetics work. They're real. That's ridiculously impressive. But what I'm about to share with you, I think, is more impressive. What number are we up to? What's the big one?
Number one.
You want to think about the top father-son combo in sports? This is like a trifecta. The father had to get his ass whooped so his sons could find success. Archie Manning was abused so Peyton and Eli Manning could find success. You want to talk about the biggest combo, father-son combo in sports? It's the Mannings. They own Louisiana. Archie Manning, selected basically by a new Saints team in 1971. The Saints have only existed at that point for 4 years. Archie Manning was supposed to be the savior. He was a multiple-time Pro Bowler. He just played on a crap team. They called the Saints the Aints. I mean, by the time the Saints even Archie Manning played, well, at least for the Saints, from 71 to 82. Played a couple of seasons with the Vikings, and then he was done after that. This man was retired at home on his couch by the time the Saints went to the postseason. It was almost 20 years from their creation that the Saints made the playoffs. They started in the 60s. They didn't go to the postseason until the 80s. Archie Manning was a piñata. He was abused. Thank God his sons found more success. A matter of fact, Archie Manning, he was sitting down with his son Peyton, and Archie was pretty much telling them, or telling Peyton, man, how did I get so tough? Where'd I get it from? Listen to it.
I don't have one thing advice I can give to Peyton. I think our relationship to father and son has been great with all three of my sons because I don't do X's and O's. That's what they have coaches for. Now, every now and then, there's something comes up with business or media or something they might want to ask my advice, or they'll send me an email and they'll say, your thoughts. I'm not sure I can guide them and tell them the exact perfect answer and the thing to do, but the fact they count me in on that a little bit, but X's and O's, no, we don't go there.
Well, that's Archie telling his sons what advice he'd give them. And that advice, well, that advice is nothing. There is no advice. This is Archie Manning telling them about the mass whoopings that he took.
Dad, where did the toughness come from? You took sacks. You had a lot of injuries that you didn't even tell the training staff or coaches about.
That's football. Yeah. And I'm not no tougher than anyone else out there. Everybody out there is tough. You know, we didn't have championship teams or even winning teams, but I played with winners. Had some teammates that I'd go to battle with every single day.
I know one thing Archie didn't pass on. That's speed. Because Peyton was slow as hell and so was Eli. But one thing that they both were was tough. Peyton Manning almost had a career-ending injury. They had to open up this man's neck and have neck surgery. This man wins another championship with the Broncos, has one of his best seasons as well. Tough, one of the smartest players ever. You want to talk about toughness? Eli Manning, it doesn't matter what he did in the regular season when the going got tough. Eli hulked up. One of the most clutch performers that the NFL has ever seen. He got two Super Bowl rings, and let's be real. Peyton was the overall better QB, but when it came to the playoffs, Eli was right there busting ass. Two Super Bowl MVPs from Eli Manning. Oh, yeah, the son sat down as well. Peyton sat down with his brother Eli. And listen to Peyton. Listen to big brother tell little brother, hey, what you did was quite impressive.
Quite the resume here, young man. Two Lombardi trophies, part of one of the greatest plays in NFL history.
That's on a resume?
Second greatest quarterback Ironman streak in NFL history. Only quarterback to beat Belichick and Brady in a Super Bowl twice. Quarterback in New York longer than any quarterback in history. Number one overall draft choice. And I don't care what mom says, you're her favorite.
That might be the only accurate thing in there.
Well, that's sweet. I'm sorry, folks. You want to think about combos? I could say that Eli and Peyton are one of the best brother combos, but then you throw in Archie, and you talk about father-son combos? How can you beat that? And I mean, the only thing missing here is if Archie was the one to have success. And he didn't. He was a human pinata. Archie Manning got his ass whooped so his sons could find success. And that they did. And by the way, whether you like it or not, you heard Eli's resume. Eli's going to go into the Hall of Fame too. Eli Manning's going to be a Hall of Famer. I got the Mannings. Number one combo, father-son combo in sports. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, there's a lot of combos. I could start naming names. I could think about Alomar's. I could think about Bonds's. I can start thinking about other people, too. Think about Howe's. I can go on a long list because there are more than six big-time father-son combos in sports. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. For me, I got the Mannings at number one. You got another combo that comes to mind? You want to share it with the country? You want to share it with North America? Knock yourself out. We're going to get to the phone lines on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Force them to call in. I forced them to do it. Yeah, I just finished up a new top six list. If you missed it, you missed the full list, the names, the explanations. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Tonight's list was inspired by an individual who was making his Major League Baseball debut today. It's Jackson Holliday. He happens to be the son of Matt Holliday. Matt Holliday is 44 years old. His son Jackson is 20 years old. And last night, he got the call up to the big leagues after ripping the ball apart in AAA. As of right now, the Boston Red Sox are playing the Orioles. Jackson Holliday has made his big league debut. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout. No shock, right? Like, what the hell you want the guy to do? He just got to the bigs. Nobody bats 1,000. Nobody bats 100%. So Jackson Holliday making his debut. And so just to give you a quick recap on the top six father-son combos in sports, and I'm thinking about the pros here. People did at the highest level. At number six, I gave you the Earnhardts. At number five, I gave you the Longs, as in Howie, Chris, and Kyle. At number four, I gave you the Hulls, Bobby and Brett. At number three, I gave you the Currys, Dell, Steph, and Seth. At number two, we went to the Griffies, Ken, both of them. And at number one, the Mannings, Peyton, Eli, and Archie. Yeah, Archie was good. He just played for a crap expansion team. Yeah, I got the Mannings at number one on my list. When you want to talk about father-son combos in sports, how the hell you ended up with two damn good Mannings like that, I have no idea, but he did. And oh yeah, by the way, the other brother, his son, Arch Manning, down in Texas? When is he going to get a chance to play? Cooper, when is his son going to get a chance to play? Tell Quinn Ewers to take a hike. Need to see Arch Manning, what he can do out there. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Hickey, I gave a bunch of players. If I got to think about father-son combos, is anybody come to your mind?
Yeah, I thought of actually the coach realm. What about Mike and Kyle Shanahan?
Oh, okay.
Right, Mike won two, right, Super Bowls.
Yeah, with the Broncos, yeah.
Kyle has not won one, but he's been to two himself with the 49ers. You know, groundbreaking, if you will, offenses, but for different reasons.
Is there a Falcons joke that's getting ready to come
here? No. I would not do that to you, to the great people of Atlanta. Personally, I think it's a little overplayed, but that's my style.
Ironically, when I named the Longs, Chris Long won that first Super Bowl and that Patriots comeback against the Falcons.
He did.
Like,
sorry,
that's
ATL fans.
Nah, that's what it is. 28-3, whatever. Yeah, it happens. Let's hear that piece one more time. This is Chris Long, the son of Howie, letting everybody know after he won that Super Bowl over the Falcons in 2016, he told everybody on Fox, you know, how big of a deal his dad is and all the love. Listen to Chris Long.
Everybody knows Howie Long is your father. Now you've got the same number of Super Bowl rings here.
Yeah, we do. I did it in 9 years. It took him 13. So that's kind of sad.
But, you know, obviously you guys.
Obviously, he has a mustard-colored jacket.
Now you see what my house is like.
Yeah, Howie Long can't catch a break. I don't know how Howie Long does this, right? Like, he got to sit up there with Michael Strahan and Terry Bradshaw. Everybody's cracking jokes. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about some of the best father-son combos in sports. Robbie, he's calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm excellent.
Awesome. Well, two things. One is I had the pleasure of meeting I was at the Alabama-Ole Miss game in Tuscaloosa when Archie was on a visit there, and I decided to leave the game a little early. Well, right when I come out of Bryant Denny Stadium, here comes Arch Cooper, his father, and the mom. And have you ever seen the Book of Manning, the documentary?
The Book of – no, I don't got time for
documentary. Oh, my gosh, please. Do yourself a favor, man. It is amazing.
I've had to watch the family play for like 25 years, and then the dad. I don't need to watch the book.
Bro, come on. It talks about, like, Archie, man, his time at Ole Miss. It's a great story, by the way, man. Great story. But highly recommend that.
One day when I'm stuck on an airplane.
Please do. It's a great story. You won't regret it, man. You're going to think of me when you do. Cooper was an incredible receiver. They all went to Newman High School, of course. I don't know if you know this or not, but Cooper had a bad injury.
Robbie, I know all of that. That I know.
Okay, good. Anyway,
I know why he is not in the NFL, and I'm familiar with his son. Yes, very much.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Thank you. And I didn't need to watch the Book of Manning to know that. Thank you.
Oh well, good. Yeah, you're educated on the family. That's awesome. So anyway, wanted to get a picture with him instead of Arch because I played receiver in college. So shout out to Cooper and everything he did. Secondly, is I think a father-son should be on that list. Now, you might say it's a little early because the guy is still playing in the NFL, but maybe not. It's got to be the McCaffreys, man. You know, Ed and Christian, of course. I mean, that's a big, you know, family right there. But do you think that's too soon to add them?
No, not at all. I considered the McCaffreys, but I wanted to take a look at the things that were kind of done that had the ultimate success. You know, a Christian, maybe if he had a couple of MVPs and Super Bowls, I'd probably throw them on here automatically. Amazing.
Sure. What about Guerrero?
Well, you tell me. I had to do process of elimination. If I had to take a look at the Guerreros, and as amazing as Dad was, which was just one of the best baseball players I ever saw in my life, I had to go, hey, do I want to put the Guerreros on here? Or I want to put the Griffies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got to go Griffey, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Robbie. All right, man.
Have a good one, bro.
You too.
Listen, man.
No doubt. The Book of Manning. I'm not watching that. Hickey, have you watched that?
I have. I'm also, like, Peyton Manning's my favorite athlete. So, like, that's, you know, like shooting fish in a barrel for me. I did watch it. It's very good.
What is it on, Netflix or Amazon? Where can I watch it?
I think it was an ESPN creation, so probably ESPN Plus is my guess.
Was this a 30 for 30?
Yeah. I think the line's been blurred there. So I feel like they do a lot more documentaries now that are not 30 for 30, but they're in the same basically, you know, realm as 30 for 30. I don't technically think so. It was a 30 for 30, but it's the same idea.
There just comes a point in time where you read up about these guys and so much. I'm not in a rush to sit down. How long was it? An hour? 90 minutes? 2 hours? Was it 5 hours?
I think the lie, like when it was on, because they aired it on TV first, I think it was either an hour and a half or 2 hours, but that's with commercials.
Maybe on an airplane I'll watch it. You know, after you live through these things, you get what I'm saying? After 25 years of pregame shows and postgame shows and interviews, it's like, I'll get to it eventually. I'm not going to sit down and watch it. Like, it's spare me. Maybe on an airplane. Possibly.
If you're trapped with nowhere to go and nothing else to watch, maybe, you'll get JR to watch Book of Manning.
Yeah, correct.
Great endorsement.
This is last week you asked me about, the Lakers thing, right?
That's right, Showtime.
Yeah, I watched one episode and I said, man, I don't want to watch this. Like, I know what they did. I read about it. I saw some of it as a kid. I don't need to sit down. And Jerry West is mad at it anyway. If Jerry West is angry, then I'm angry. I don't need to watch it.
Well,
I'm good.
He's mad if the sun comes up. So,
oh yeah, he is. I guess that's what happens. Maybe that's why they put him in the Hall of Fame a third time. Make him smile. Make him happy. Angry guy. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You want to talk about father-son combos in sports? Yeah, give me your calls. Guerreros and Bonds and Griffey's and Mannings and Longs. Here's another one. Matthews. Oh, yeah, the Matthews in the NFL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk some football and college basketball, too, on the other side. Don't move.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.